بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وخاتم النبيين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بالإحسان إلى يوم الدين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Again with you is Abu Abdullah Abdul Latif from Arabic Virtual Academy. And in today's short reminder, we just wanted to speak with you about an issue that we should all be familiar with. And this is Allahu Ta'ala's command. Not a request, but a command for us to follow the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah, alayhi salatu wasalam. As we all know, Allahu Ta'ala, He says in the beginning of Surah Al-Ma'idah, اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورديت لكم الإسلام دينا. Allah Ta'ala, He says in this ayah, today I have perfected for you your religion, and I have completed my favor upon you, and I am pleased with Islam as a way of life for you. Now, a Muslim in today's society, we may ask, what type of Islam is this? The Sufis, they say that they're upon Islam. The Jamaat al-Tabligh, they say that they're upon Islam. So what type of Islam is it that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that He perfected for us? What type of Islam is it that Allah ta'ala explained that He completed His favor upon us by completing and perfecting this favor? What type of Islam is it that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that He's pleased with as a way of life for us? And again, everyone from amongst those people who claim to be upon Islam claims that they have al-Islam. This Islam that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that He's pleased with as a way of life for us. That which is meant by this Islam is the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah, alayhi salatu wasalam, that which He came with. That which He came with, He practiced and He taught His companions and got passed down. That is free from any type of bid'ah or innovations. That we should be of those people who affirm that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger affirm, and we negate that which they negate. That we stick to those things that we've been commanded and we stay away from those things that we've been forbidden. That we don't go past that which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught to his companions. This is the type of Islam that we should be upon. This is that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that He completed. It doesn't need any of these additions that people are adding to it. Allah Ta'ala, He explains to us that He is pleased with this way of life for us. With following the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah, alayhi salatu wasalam. And is this not what it is that we as Muslims are striving for? To gain the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in both this life as well as the hereafter? So if this is really what it is that we're chasing after, if this is really that which we want, which is the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we should be following this way of life that Allah ta'ala has laid down for us. And yes, we see in this ayah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that this is the way of life that He's pleased with that we follow. And we know that there are many narrations, not only from the Quran, but we find a lot of narrations that come off of the tongue of the Messenger of Allah, alayhi salatu wasalam. And we find a lot of the athar of the salaf of this ummah that talk about the obligation of us following the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah, alayhi salatu wasalam, and not inventing new matters into this religion, and staying away from, not only us staying away from bid'ah, but us calling the other people away from being upon bid'ah and shirk and kufr. So what we wanted to do today, very quickly, is point out a couple of the benefits behind holding on to the sunnah. Because many of us look at it as though, okay, this is something that we've been commanded to do, okay, we'll do it. But no, this holding on to the sunnah is something that you should want to do. because it has nothing but benefit in it for you. Look at what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Hadid. He says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, ittaqullaha, wa aminu bi rasulihi, yu'tikum kiflain min rahmati, wa yaj'al lakum nuran tamshuna bihi, wa yaghfir lakum, wallahu ghafurur rahim. Hear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, O you who believe, fear Allah and believe in His Messenger. And we understand that the ulama, they explained to us, the way in which we fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is doing those things that He's commanded and staying away from those things that He's forbidden. And we understand that the only way that we can know these things is by believing in the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and sticking to his sunnah. So we see that Allah ta'ala here, He's commanded us to fear Allah and to believe in His Messenger. Be upon that which He was upon. Be upon that which He taught His companions. Be upon this way of life that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen for us to be upon. And is pleased with that we be upon and we die upon. وَيُؤْتِيكُمْ كِفْلَيْنِ مِنْ رَحْمَتِي He says, and He will give you two portions of His mercy. Who from amongst us does not need the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ نُورًا تَمْشُونَ بِهِ And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make for you a light that you can walk in it. Something that will light your path, something that you will be able to see clearly upon. Because any time we're going to any place or moving in any direction, we want to be able to see where it is we're going. To know that our path is safe for us to walk upon. To know and see what's in our way. Allah Ta'ala says if you do these things, again fearing Him and believing in His Prophet, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that He will do these things for you. He will give you a light that you can walk in. Something that will light your way for you so that you can be safe while you're on your path moving towards Allah Ta'ala. And then Allah Ta'ala, on top of all of this, on top of gaining His mercy, and on top of gaining this light that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put in your path, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ And Allah ta'ala will forgive you. Is there any one of us right now listening to this that can say that we don't need Allah ta'ala's maghfirah or His forgiveness? If any one of us believes that we're not in need of the forgiveness of Allah Ta'ala, then we're fooling ourselves. Because 9 times out of 10, if you sit back and you think about all of what you've done just within the last hour, or even from now until this morning, when you woke up this morning, all of the sins that we've incurred on ourselves, whether it be something that we did on purpose, or something that we did not knowingly. We're constantly doing things that are in opposition to the Quran and the Sunnah. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to get better with this. But we need to seek the forgiveness of Allah ta'ala. And we need to do those things that enable us to be suitable to achieve Allah ta'ala's forgiveness. And Allah ta'ala, He explains that if we do these things, fear Him, again in this ayah, as well as believe in His Prophet, that from amongst the rewards that we will receive for this is Allah Ta'ala's forgiveness. And Allah, He ends this ayah up, and Allah Ta'ala, He says, Wallahu Ghafurur Rahim. Then He says that Allah Ta'ala is Ghafurun, that He is ever forgiving, and Rahimun, that He is ever merciful. So we see here some of the benefits of us believing in Allah, and as well sticking to the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah, alayhi salatu wasalam. Us trying not to be upon innovation. Us trying to be upon that pure sunnah that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was upon and used to teach his companions. Because this is what Allah Ta'ala is pleased with. Not these different types of Islam and these different types of sunnah that the people are trying to introduce into our religion. But we should refer everything back to the book and the sunnah. We should see what it is that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught his companions and taught the Muslims about these different situations. And if it was something that they used to partake in, then we partake in it. If it isn't, then we leave it off. Because why? Because we want to obtain Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy, as he said, as he referred to in this particular ayah. We want to obtain Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's maghfirah, or his forgiveness. And we all know that we're in need of Allah ta'ala to put some light in our path, so that we can reach our goal. So remember, the way in which we need to follow, or the way that we need to follow, if we want to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's pleasure, and be of those people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with, and obtain all of these rewards that Allah ta'ala has promised for those who stick to the sunnah of his messenger, alayhi salatu wasalam, then we need to make sure that what we're trying to stick to is the sunnah of the messenger of Allah, alayhi salatu wasalam, and nothing other than it. And as well, I just wanted to mention one more benefit of sticking to the sunnah of the messenger of Allah, alayhi salatu wasalam. And this is a well-known athar that was reported by Ibn Abi Shayba in his book Al-Musannaf. He stated, حدثنا ابن مبارك عن ربيع ابن أنس عن أبي داود عن أبي بن قعب. He said, عليكم بالسبيل والسنة. He said, upon you, or that which is an obligation upon you to be upon, is السبيل, the path, and the sunnah. فَإِنَّهُ لَيْسَ مِنْ عَبْدٍ عَلَى السَّبِيلِ وَالسُّنَّةِ ذَكَرَ الرَّحْمَنِ فَفَاضَتْ عَيْنَاهُ مِنْ خَشْيَةِ اللَّهِ فَمَسَّتْهُ النَّارُ أَبَدًا. He says, so there is not a slave or a worshipper of Allah Ta'ala that is upon a sabil and the sunnah, that he remembers Ar-Rahman, so his eyes well up from the khashya of Allah Ta'ala, that the hellfire will ever touch them. He says, wa laysa min abdin ala sabil wa sunnah dhakara Allah fakhsha 'amra jilduhu min khashyati Allah illa kana mithluhu كَمَثْلِ الشَّجَرَةِ يَبِسُوا وَرَقَهَا. He says, and also, there is not a slave that is upon السَّبِيلِ وَالسُّنَّةِ and he remembers Allah Ta'ala, so his skin shivers from the خَشْيَة of Allah Ta'ala, except his example is like that of a tree whose leaves, they dry out. فَهِيَ كَذَلِكَ إِذَا صَابَتْهَا رِيْهٌ فَتَهَاتَ وَرَقُهَا عَنْهَا إِلَّا تَهَاتَتْ خَطَايَاهُ كَمَا يَتَهَاتُ عَنْ هَذِهِ الشَّجَرَةِ وَرَقُهَا. So he says, when he was talking about this tree, that the leaves have dried out. He says, فَهِيَ كَذَلِكَ, he said, and it's like that when a strong wind comes and pulls or pushes the leaves off of it. He said that this individual is like this. The fact that the person's sins are removed from that individual the same way that the leaves are removed from this tree. Subhanallah. Now look at the reward that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has set up for the believers. To the end of the athar. But this is the point that I wanted to talk about here. The reward that Allah ta'ala has put in front of the believers for doing nothing but being upon السبيل والسنة. But holding fast to that which the Messenger of Allah عليه الصلاة والسلام has come with, that which Allah Ta'ala has said that He's pleased with, that which Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala in many places has commanded us to be upon. But if we be upon these things, and we fear Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, and we have this all for Allah Ta'ala, then Allah Ta'ala has set for you many rewards. So don't be of those people who take being upon the Sunnah as something light. Don't be from amongst those people who feel as though, okay, it's only the Sunnah, maybe I'll do it tomorrow. But try to live upon the Sunnah, try to die upon the Sunnah. Try to meet Allah Ta'ala and be of those people who were trying their hardest to stick to that which the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was upon. So that you can get from these different rewards that Allah Ta'ala has set up for the believer that is upon the Quran and the Sunnah. And try your hardest to make sure that what it is that you're doing is the Sunnah. So that you don't fall into being from amongst these people that have these innovative practices that are running rampant in a lot of our communities. Make sure that what you're doing is from the authentic Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, so that Allah Ta'ala will be pleased with you in this life as well as in the hereafter. May Allah Ta'ala make us all from those people and make us all from those people that get the reward that He has mentioned in both His book as well as upon the tongue of the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam. For those who stick to the Sunnah, Ameen, Ameen, Allahumma Ameen. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك وأشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت وأستغفرك وأتوب إليك